Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What's up? It's your girl, Chocolate Mommy. Damn, let's say Chocolate Chalk Mommy. Yes, I'm chocolate. Love my complexion. Smooth, creamy, rich, good for you. But anyway, y'all know what it is. It's No Manners Wednesday, and I'm in this bitch. So, tonight we have Black Friday. 365 ENT will be in the building at 10 o'clock. Until then, you have me, yours truly. Yes, Chalk Mommy, the female Howard Stern. How so? Let me see. Did I do a show Sunday? Yeah, I did do a show Sunday. I'm losing my sense of track, my track of timing. So for those that are listening, I'm coming back with a vengeance. So tonight we have Black Friday. Tomorrow is K9. Yes, you heard me right. Live show on Thursday. Yes, I'm pulling these acts, these interviews in because, you know, I'm going to Miami for Labor Day. So the last show I'm going to do is possibly August 21st because I get a new work schedule. So I find out what that is on Friday. But August the 21st is going to be my last show. I might squeeze one in on the 27th. I don't know. Depends on what my schedule is. And we're going to run with it. So tomorrow we have K9 from Lake City, Florida. then we were supposed to have Tommy Two-Face. If I ask you to come on the show and you don't send your shit within 24 hours, you SOL, you shit out of luck. You know what I'm saying? I have no manners. Remember that. So we have one Dizzy the Don Swag Mayweather on next Wednesday. Then that Thursday we have DJ Hard Hitter out of Houston, Texas, H-Town. Then we have Little Fats from Coast to Coast. That's going to be interesting because he gets to talk about his music conferences and his tours and his dream and his vision for independent artists. Like, that's going to be a show, artists you don't want to fucking miss. If you're serious about your career, then this is one show that you do miss. If you miss any other show, I really don't give a fuck, but don't miss this show. Then, shit, I don't know who we're going to have after that. Ain't my business. So, you guys know, I got to play some music. That's just what I do. Let me see. I'm going to play something off my mixtape. Pony, the remix. This is from the mixtape. Yeah.
It's only right we do something for the females. Swag.
Like, hey, yo, what's going on? It's DJ.
We call this the Pony Remix.
Yeah, shut him up, tired of waiting for
y'all.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all listen up. This shit is crazy.
Jump on it, 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 jump Way, Volume 2, The Best of Both Worlds, Hip-Hop and R&B at its best.
That's right. That was from Ride the Chocolate Wave, Volume 2. I know. I'm going to put it out. I promise. I'll put it out next week. I give you my word. I promise. Give you my word. Shit about to be crazy up in this bitch. I just hope y'all ready. Here we go.
Hey, Nils, yo, turn the fuck up for MOE, man. This Sosa shit about to get crazy. Man, drop that shit.
MOE. It's who they be. I fuck my nigga street. High B.
Fucking out of the gang, bro.
You niggas go crazy. Fuck around with
these bangers.
Watch everybody go crazy. They know I'm serving that fish scale, cause that old bae bring me papers. I got a lot of shit on my mind, I think that I'm crazy. Don't know if that microwave or that stove gon' make a nigga famous. I dropped that work off in my project. Cop the shop, I went shopping. That shit came with a kickstand. It's fourth and long, but I got it. Drop it off in that pot, that shit go hammer. That shit be dancing, then it lock up, that shit bananas. MOE, that's my squad. Black Caps is my shit. Nino Brown is my plug. Just take a look at my wrist, that shit go stupid. I'm cashing out at my bank. Just tell her, ask what kind of bills you want. What you think? I keep that shit 100. Purple shit in my drink. Just popped another molly, that's my word, I'm about to faint. Don't know what kind of shit you pushing me, I'm moving weight. If it ain't got no money, stay the fuck up out my face. This life I live is major, every suit I own is tailored. If it ain't beneficial, then I guess I'll see you later. Even my bitch know to go and get it to a raider. I'm the man in my city, real connected like cable.
I hit the track spot and watch everybody go crazy. Coolin' with my younger niggas, they strapped all of them crazy. Made all this money, y'all on my mind, I think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy. I hit the track spot and watch everybody go crazy. Coolin' with my younger niggas, they strapped all of them crazy. Made all this money, y'all on my mind, I think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy.
My trap jumping is crazy. This bitch I'm with, yeah, she crazy. Rude boy with that smoke. That shit came from Jamaica. Now I'm riding around with these Haitians. Yeah, it's crazy. Cause that 9-to-5, it won't work. That shit too basic. All a nigga know is get it just to help my situation. I might just weigh it twice. I don't even trust my neighbor. Ain't shit in life for free. I might just charge you for a favor. I hand it off to my nigga. Watch him run it. Walter Payton. My young strap with no patience. One by day or strap with no chaser. I break it down with no razor. Then I add it up and it's paper. You say your shit ain't cooking up right. You must be crazy. When my shit be jumping like Jordan, that shit amazing. OG Kush, what I'm blazing. With my double cup, now I'm fading. My money running, I chase it. That Bugatti just for racing. Yeah, that OG Kush, what I'm blazing. That double cup, now I'm fading. That money running, I chase it. That Bugatti just for racing. I'm all about my money. Free my nigga, go for broke. She asked me what's important. I say, y'all don't wanna be broke. Yeah. This shit be crazy, my nigga, it's my word. Loyalty over snitching.
I hit the track spot and watch everybody go crazy. Coolin' with my younger niggas, they strapped all of them crazy. With all this money, y'all on my mind, I think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy. I hit the track spot and watch everybody go crazy. Coolin' with my younger niggas, they strapped all of them crazy. With all this money, y'all on my mind, I think that I'm crazy. She asked me, will I ever stop hustling, tell her she crazy.
She actually loves us. Well, damn it, fuck it. I can't get the words right. That's Momo shit. Shout out to Momo. Shout out to Momo. I'm playing one more song, then I'm bring Momo on, because that's my bitch, and she wasn't feeling well, but she's still tuned in to Rock with a Girl. That's what I'm talking about. Support, support, support. Just for that, when I have my mixer, I'm gonna invite you over, and I'm gonna cook you a nice meal, since you always be asking me if I'm cooking. So that's what I'm gonna do. So we played the song on Sunday, and out of the three songs that submitted, I kind of like this. I fuck with this. So you know, let's go ahead and get So Amazing. God dang, the fuck. Okay, so here we go. So Amazing.
Yeah. UP. The hell not. Murder Bird. We got another one. We got another one.
Mic check music.
Another year, no fear, so amazing, still here. I thought I wouldn't make it, thank the Lord that I made it.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm getting faded, Asian chick, half naked. Rubbing on her ass cheeks, mesmerized thinking. Waiting on my moment, I was waiting for a minute. Headed to the fridge, about to crack another Guinness. They do it for the riches, but forgot about the love. Man, ain't nothing in the club but a bunch of phony thugs and a bunch of fake mutts looking for a quick come up. Their hair and nails done up, most of them bitches broke though. Slow your roll, realize how short life is. I'm trying to be a better man for my queen and kids. I'm about real life, got no time for bullshit. I'm a humble man, but I keep a full clip. To protect myself, we dream chasing. Some people call me crazy, that life is so amazing.
It's so amazing how the Lord gave everybody a plan. My homeboy say I changed, I say I had. To a man, mama told me plenty of things that I didn't understand. And show me something, take it back in the glass. In the dark, he be my lamp, forgive me chance. Out the chance. What I didn't understand is like I can. Now I know you got a plan, it's in your hands. Dedicate this in advance.
I finally find out who I am.
Man, it's so amazing. The only child my two parents raised me. Never quit nothing, get on your knees and keep praying. The same thing that made me, I can't help but say I'm thankful. Could've been in jail, nigga, with chains up on my ankle. So for now I'm steady racing, ain't no doubt that I'ma make it. I'm grateful for these changes, still flipping through these pages. Do my part, cause you just waiting, my bad, not graduating. All the shit that's going on, I'm just glad a nigga made it. Probably got me something greater, that's what got me dedicated. I'm amazing, sooner or later you gon' be sad. I'm amazing, he amazing, he done went potential crazy. That's him all on this paper, the impact that I'm making. Put smiles on the faces and receiving blessing later. I don't need it, but I take it, all I got, I appreciate it. I don't believe in taking favors, UP headed for greatness. My life for elevator, next stop, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I can rock with that. Now, if I was a smoker, that was some shit that I could smoke to. But, you know, I ain't a smoker, but, you know what I'm saying, I could still put that shit in my car, be on cruise control, and be like, Momo, hey, mamas, how you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm straight. I'm just dehydrated, I think, working too much. I pulled up. I ain't had no day off.
What? Welcome to my world. Welcome to my world. You know, it is just funny how outside of work, we fuck with each other, and then we go to work, we'll just be kicking it and everything, and everybody just be looking like, damn. You know what I mean?
You know, I can't talk to y'all anymore, though. I got in trouble.
Yes, I thought that was so fucked up.
Up there and apologized, bitch. I was like, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean it like that. You just can't be talking to people because they be an idol.
so.
Oh, fucker. If there's nobody around, they're going to fight him.
I ain't worried about it. I'm banned from over there. I'll be back over there tomorrow.
I'll come to you. Yes, and I'll come to you. Because we have what? No manners. They're going to learn today. They really going to learn today.
Just like so who, had, that, who was that last artist for that amazing song?
His
who was
name
that?
Was Rapscow. He's actually from California. Girl, my, he's from Columbia, South Carolina. I think it would be nice to have
what'd
him
you say
on
his
show.
Name was?
Rapscow.
Is it his name King Rapscow or something?
His first name is LaJuan. Man, I ain't going to fuck up his name or whatever. It's different.
Cool. So where your guest?
He calling in at 10. But hold on, girl. We might have a nice surprise. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. We got a special call in. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Girl, you about to piss your pants.
Really?
Yes.
Who is it?
Yes. Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, who is it?
I can't tell you. I can't even tell you.
Are you kidding me?
Because they just shocked me, but they wanted to call in. Oh my gosh, girl, you gonna trip out? Because when we go to work tomorrow, ain't nobody gonna like us.
Who was
nobody.
It?
Nobody.
Who is it?
Now, if I told you, I wouldn't be surprised.
Shit,
right?
Push that button so they can talk too.
Huh? I'm waiting for them to call in. They haven't hit in yet. Yes, girl.
I want to know. I got to know. Is it a female?
Why you
got to
know? Why
is
you
it a female?
Know?
A little dude. I don't care.
Hold on. It is my pleasure to introduce the fireman himself, my bull, my nigga, Dragon.
Yo. What's going on?
I can't believe you called in. You about to make me cry. You have not called in so long. Oh, hood environment.
Is that the infamous Dragon, really?
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? For real, hey. She called in probably in about a year, right?
Yes. That would be true.
Yeah. What's up?
Nothing. Tell us what's been going on with you.
Hey, I got the new single that I just put out. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I put out one joint and I put out another joint for the ladies. You know, my first single right now is called Me. Then I just dropped another single with it. Like, I'm saying, you know, like I said, it's the ladies. And like, the name of that joint is called Take That Dick.
It's called Take That Dick.
The song is called You Can't. You know what I mean? But that's the concept of it.
Oh.
Crazy. I gotta send it to you right now so you can play it.
Yes. I mean, that would really be nice if you sent it.
Yeah. And then you're gonna hear what I'm talking about.
Yeah, matter of fact, I mean, we have to, matter of fact, on the 21st, you should just go ahead and just clear your schedule for 10 o'clock and just come on so we can just get everything motherfucking popping like it should be. Your phone is breaking up.
Yeah, I'm in a bad area right now and all that shit too. I wasn't quick when I leave here, but you know I ain't want to have you waiting too long and all that shit.
Oh, you know I love you, right? You know you my nigga for life, right?
Don't call you. No, man.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so crazy because we, after all these years of being through so many ups and downs, we finally met each other on April the 29th. That's crazy.
Who's that you got with you?
Oh, yes, this is my coworker, my homegirl, you know, my down-ass chick, Monica. I call her Momo.
Okay, Momo, what's up?
Nothing, just chilling. I need to be asleep, but I had to come on here and show her some love today because I call in. But I'm about to leave her alone because I do have a headache.
Oh, yeah. So. It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Look how I was rushing to the phone.
I am not fucking blushing. Come on now. I don't blush that often.
But you're blushing today. I can hear it.
Nah, I'm just happy. I'm happy.
So, Drag, tell everybody how they can catch up on all your stuff, where you're at. I mean, because, you know, you be fucking up the gram, like, all the time.
Everything. And, you know, anybody who's out there, at Drag, go on one. And anybody, you know, I follow everybody back and all that. If you...
Thanks.
But, you know, so, I mean, you know, leave a comment and all that.
Man, your connection is, like, hella bad. Hello? Hello? Damn, his connection bad. Oh.
I was called from.
Tell Momo you shot.
Say what?
You shot.
Is that what you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool. Cool beans. You got famous people on here and shit.
That's fine.
I think I want to get high. I think I'm going to get high.
You think you want to get high?
Yeah, I think I'm going to smoke some weed or something. Maybe my headache will go away.
Girl, no, you don't want to do that. You don't really want to do that.
What's the calling telling me to? Mama Booski.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He said if I get high, my headache will go away.
Really?
Really? I think I'm going to try it.
I think not.
I'm not. You know, I don't smoke and do drugs. I don't drink. I don't do anything. I'm a good girl. Tone didn't call in?
Who?
Tone.
Ah, he called in on Sunday, and, you know, he listened to Corey and everything. Mm. So, you know, he'll normally call in, late and whatnot, so ain't no telling, ain't no fucking telling, girl, I'm just over here in La La Land.
Yeah, and then I'm waiting on your fine ass guest to, like, come on. I want
shut your ass up and pay attention to what I just sent you. That's what you do. He is coming on the show August 21st.
Who gonna be on the show August 21st?
Drag on.
Oh,
you
cool.
You bust your guns. Hell yeah, you bust your guns. Do you fuck me too? I come. Hell yeah, yeah.
Should have known that no manners was coming out sooner or later.
Girl, I got manners. Mm-hmm.
I like to clear something up because last show I did say you won't get in thick, but I seen your little butt today and your booty getting a little thick.
Well, I can't fit some of my clothes. What am I going to do? Like, I feel it. Like, I have gained 7 pounds. 7 fucking pounds.
7 whole pounds? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The world's coming to an end.
Girl, you'll be all right.
As
long as your feet look nice.
As long as my who?
Your feet look nice.
Yeah, oh, thank you. I love the color. After seeing yours, I was like, you know what? I need to treat myself. So I was going to pink. And then I seen that blue, and I was like, girl, you know, blue is my color. I just love blue because blue flags and all kinds of shit, but blue is my color. And I couldn't help it. I was just like,
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm changing it up this week, though. I'm changing it up tomorrow, so.
Are you going to change it up tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to get my nails done tomorrow, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's right. I need to start doing what you're doing.
What?
Getting your paper early.
Yep. I get my paper probably in about a couple of minutes.
See, I don't even know why I do that. I need to do it. I need to stop playing. And do it. And see, it's just like a black motherfucker to be late. You know what I'm saying? Black motherfucker.
His name is Black Friday.
Oh, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. I don't know. I'm going to have to be like, nigga, you late. I'm going to text that just like that. Nigga, you late.
I mean, it's not that hard to just call up and be like, hey.
I know, right? And him being late, he missed the opportunity to talk to Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas.
Niggas and flies, bitches and shit. You know, niggas and flies, bitches and shit. You know, I will go ahead and play my damn song, 2-1. I don't even know why I like that song. The beat is so crazy. That's like one of those songs you've been in a club. He's like, oh, that's my song. And then
which
you like,
one, that Gnaw song?
Huh?
Which song? That Gnaw song?
Nah, not that one. It's like 2-1. Tenishay and Schoolboy Q. And then you have, oh my God, hold on. This nigga calling my phone. Girl.
Yeah.
Why that nigga call me somebody? Hey, motherfucker, if you don't call that 718 number, radio show ain't on my number. Girl, that's why people don't need to smoke. Because smoking will just fuck up your memory. It fucks up, I don't know if it fucks up your sex drive. I mean, depends on if you take some extra shit with it. I'm not sure.
Who?
I was talking about Friday, because he's going to call my phone. Oh, let me go ahead and introduce the guest, because he can introduce himself once I get him on. You know, better late than never, we have Black Friday, 365 ENT, sexy body, long dress, bitches.
Yes.
Like, y'all need to holler at him, because he look like he has the potential to have some good dick. I ain't read nothing on the internet that anybody posted up about him yet. So, you know, girls, holler at him. Black underscore Friday NC. And I forgot his fucking Instagram name. But, y'all want to holler at him, get at me. I'm only charging $10 for the introduction. Hello.
This is crazy as hell. Talk about $10. Okay, that's what it is. You know, she didn't get them put me out there for auction. Right now.
I mean, nah. That's just for the introduction. I mean, I can't guarantee them nothing past the hey. See, by your ass being late, you could have, you know, you could have been hollering at Dragon because he just called in, my nigga.
Shout out to Dragon, and yeah, shout out to him. That's what's up.
Oh, Lord.
It's all good, though. What's up, Chuck Mommy? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Man, I'm maintaining. I'm blessed. I'm good, man. I'm chilling. Missing no manners. I ain't. Huh, what I'm blessed in. My talent, my God-given talent. God gave me a talent. So I use that on the mic, or you wouldn't be here talking to me today. Yeah, my music. Yeah.
I don't even think I'm ready
for this. I thought I was ready for this. I don't know if I'm gonna be ready for this.
You don't think you're ready?
We're gonna see though.
What you say, Momo?
I'm walking through the dark, bumping in chairs and shit.
Well, Friday or Black Friday or TGIF, and we're not talking about the franchise. Tell everybody who you see.
Who what?
Tell everybody who you are.
That's who I am. This is Black Friday, 365 Entertainment, TGIF. I got my first mixtape out. TGIF Project. You know, I am what I am. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. I'm the regular nigga in the streets. That's all.
Now, my question to you is, when did you realize you wanted to rap?
Probably like while I was in prison. That's when I really decided that I was going to get serious about doing the music. I always played around the freestyle and tried to make songs and shit, but that's when I really decided when I was in prison. So I came home and jumped on it.
So you got some state-funded vacation time, too.
Oh, yeah, a little vacation. You know, might have set that for a major comeback.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, like, what are you focused on right now? This particular moment, what are you focused on?
Shit. I'm focused on this music. I'm focused on making myself relevant and getting that exposure I need. I'm focused on, you know, making sure my company follow through and, you know, we can make something shake with the 365 Entertainment imprint and making it solid so it'll be here for years and years that could come. That's what I'm focused on.
Interesting.
So, no manners.
Hell nah, no motherfucking man. It's wrong, no chaser, you know what I'm saying? That's when it comes to fucking throw that condom on. Woo, yes, throw that condom on. Now, how the hell did you go from Jacksonville to the borough?
Oh, man, just shit. Me being young, tripping, doing what I wanted to do, not listening, fucking up a school. I left and moved out here with my sister, tried to do right, and, you know, ended right back square one. That's what happened. You know, shout out to everybody in Jacksonville. Anybody listening from Jacksonville, New Jack City is what I would call it. You know what I'm saying? Jacksonville, North Carolina. Stand up. But, yeah, that's where I'm from. I've been here since I was, like, 17.
Oh, damn.
You know.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. That kind of, like, adopted me, though. I'm like North Side Zone right now. The old niggas fuck with me. Niggas been fucking with me. Some shit been 100. You know?
That's what's up. Now, I have four. Let me see, because I make sure I'm counting right. Let me see. Hold on. I got four tracks from you. Actually, I got five. I played Mr. Miyagi on Sunday.
Mr. Miyagi, shout out Bilderberg on the production for that. You know,
what?
They sent me that beat. Yeah, Bilderberg did that, man. Shout out to them. I've been knowing them, and I actually been knowing them since like 05. I recorded one of my first solo songs with them. Yup. Back in 05.
Oh, damn.
Just fucking around bullshitting though. Yup. It was a couple of them back then though. They should be called Gate City Click or some shit like that. But yeah, Bilderberg, they've been going in for a minute.
That's what's up. That's most definitely what's up. Now, if there is anybody out here you could do a collab with, who would it be? Name three artists that you would like to do a collab with that's in the industry.
Peer within the industry?
Yeah. That's fine. Put it like that.
That's fine. For me, I'm more like I don't know. That's a three. I don't know, man. That's hard to answer right now. I'm open to anybody right now, but three. It would have to be like my three favorite rappers or something, man. You feel me?
Okay.
I like to do a song with Nas. I do a song with Jeezy. Shit. I do a song with Wayne. I mean, it's a lot of people I could name, man. I could do a song with Jadakiss. That's one of my favorite rappers of all time. So, you know, the list goes on. I couldn't just give you three. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, name three bitches in the industry that you like to fuck. How about that?
Three bitches. Nicki, you already know I want to fuck Nicki. Damn, it's a lot of bitches. It's a lot. I want to fuck all the bitches, man. Of course, Nicki. I like that Mercedes Moore, man. I've been kind of checking her out on the gram and shit, man. I'm kind of digging her right now. A little video vixen and shit. Who else can I think of? Shit. Damn, I always like, what's that girl named El Varla? You know El Varla, the little R&B singer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to fuck her. I'm going for her, though, when I touch down. I'm going for her when I touch down. Watch what I say. But yeah, that's a solid three right there, man. A solid three. I can't live with that three. It's plenty more, though.
Mm. Now, what song are we going to play first? We got...
What song you want to... What we got?
You going to pick? How you going to act? I'm Up, Mr. Miyagi.
You know what? We're going to do I'm Up just because I just shot a video for that, and that just happened to be one of the first songs that my nigga said Curtis actually recorded me. He recorded and engineered that whole song, so we're going to go ahead and play I'm Up there.
I got a question because I'm confused. I'm Up and then Up in the Air. Those are two different tracks.
Two different tracks, but being okay. Said Curtis, he actually mixed the record, laid the vocals down. He basically engineered the record. We recorded it in his studio. That's how the relationship with me and Sid began. Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. Or he said, I miss you and I love you, my nigga. But it's crazy because it's like you do your session with Sid, everything is done right there. Whoopie whoop whoop wop, you in, you out, or you sit around, you play PlayStation, you may smoke, drink, motherfucker. He always was cooking, he always wanted to feed a motherfucker. It's just like he just did so much. I can't wait to session, so I'm Up.
I'm off featuring my nigga Nico from the North Side, Dominique from the Projects. We here. Chop Mommy, what's up?
Here we go.
Hey, that.
I'm so turned up. You sweat a pound. I'm about to burn it up. I'm it's about to go down. Fuck them all, I said motherfuck them all. All the bitches in the club already fuck them all. Catch you riding in, something disrespectful when I pull up. I'm the shit, homeboy, I need a pull up. Baby girl playing games with me, oh well. I fuck the best friend and she do it so well. About to meet some new pussy at the hotel.
I hear you now.
Yes. What the fuck is my t-shirt?
Man, come get it. I got a shirt for you. I got one more shirt left. Come get it. I'm making some more as we speak, but I got one more shirt left. Come get it. I got it for you. You deserve that.
It ain't even my damn size. What size is it?
It is your size. It's your size. I would have said on the back of it.
You know what? You know what? What up, Streets, my nigga?
Where Streets at?
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
What's up, Friday?
You already know, man.
But
I'm keeping it 100. That's all I'm doing.
Shit, the track flame, G.
Appreciate that, my nigga. We got some music, man, on the way, by the way. Damn, keep it 100. You just laid it down. That's a trending topic. That's a trending topic right now. Just to let y'all niggas know, we ain't stopped working. We still moving, you know what I'm saying? Even after the project dropped, we still continuously knocking shit out for y'all.
Yeah,
so that's what that is.
That I'm up tracking goddamn butter, brother. Salute to that video, too, man. I respect your grind, your hustle, my G, for real.
Already, appreciate that. Yours, too, my niggas, vice versa.
Yeah, I need a shirt too, goddamn.
We get a shirt for you. It's $12. You can get you a shirt. For $12, you get you a TGIF shirt. We get it tailored for you and anything. For the females, I'm looking out for the females. I'm looking out for the shirts for the females and shit.
I need a goddamn snapback too.
Yeah, I need an MOE shirt. I gotta give me an MOE shirt, you feel me?
Yeah, I can come, goddamn. You just let me know why.
Yeah.
And I come get that shirt, man, for real. Salute, man. Even if I got a pot tea, I'm there.
You say what?
Even if I got to fly to you, I'll be there.
Yeah, yeah, you know, come on out here.
Shit, what other truck you about to drop? What other truck you about to drop right now, man, so I can hit some...
Shit, Chop Mommy, what we got? What we got? And I can tell you the story behind these songs.
Mr. Miyagi, how you going to act?
Oh, shit. Play that Mr. Miyagi, ho.
Play that Mr. Miyagi. You heard it. Play the Mr. Miyagi. That's what they want to hear. Wax on, wax off. Yo, that's, hey, shout out to, yeah, Bill Bird made that track. Shout out to them. Play that shit.
Here we go.
It's me, bitches.
Yeah.
Mr. Miyagi, ho.
Yeah.
I go by a lot of names. You know what?
So,
you call me Mr. Miyagi from now on, homie.
It's
Mr. Miyagi, ho. That's my nickname. I get paper. I do big things. I ride Chevy. Swerving, I switch lane. Call me Jordan. I got six rings. King like T.I. Call me your highness. I ball like your Iris. NC's finest. Baby girl so big. She the best I had. I know y'all niggas hate, know y'all niggas mad. I don't give a fuck, that's just too bad. Lord, please save me, I need me a bigger cross. All I know is, get it and get it out. I just feel big, y'all just feel low. A real hustler learn how to win when you take a loss. First I wax on, then I wax off. Got that snow in, I call it Jack.
Wax on, bitch.
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi. Green Hall, Bill South, man.
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
The young niggas taking off, bitch.
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
Say she fucking with a boss, man.
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, oh. Mr. Miyagi,
hand new to this, I'm true to this. Black Friday is cool as shit, I take your shit. When you call her phone, she be like, who it is? 5'2", when she got her heels on, she 5'6". Always riding my shit, and she like to ride dick. She super thick, she super big, I know what to do with this. If she was a superhero, her name would be Super Ed. Smoking on that loud, that's that strong, that's that super gear. I don't smoke regular, cause that's not in my character. About my money like a fucking cash register. Early bird, get the worm. Good morning, America. Them commas and them dollar signs, etc., etc. I whip it up, I bust it down and cut it like an editor. I am a professional, I am not an amateur. Sharper than Excalibur, I'm stretched up with them calibers. Phone doing numbers, you would think I'm doing algebra. Thank God it's Friday, so mark it on your calendar.
Wax on,
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
Green Hall, Bill South, man.
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
The young niggas taking off,
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
She said she fucking with a boss, man.
I'm Mr. Miyagi, I'm Mr. Miyagi, oh, I'm Mr. Miyagi.
That's a hot record right there, man.
Now,
that's a hot ass record.
Come up with that song.
Hey, yo, Friday, hold up. Dizzy the motherfucker down in the building. What up, Friday?
You did, Dizzy?
What up,
it's
bro?
This nigga Dizzy. This ain't Mr. Drive Through. Is it? What's happening?
You already know it, man. I had to stop through for a sec. You already know it.
Hey, shout out to my nigga Dizzy.
You know it to the max, G. I've been seeing you in the streets, boy.
That's what it is, man. You know I'm working grinding like you, my nigga. Same shit.
Top of the trapper. You already know it.
Yeah. Me and Dizzy got a song out, man. Trapper, man. Ain't nobody heard it yet.
Already.
Ain't nobody heard it yet. We got that, though.
Halloween edition, ain't none.
Okay.
Had to get it in, my nigga.
I
mean, keep that shit up, though, bro. You know what I mean? Looking forward to more features. You already know, man. Just...
True, we got a link on ASL.
Before you already know it.
Yup, that's what it is.
No doubt, bro. You already know 100, boy.
100.
Yeah.
Gotta say, I'm going to have to call you. We got some work to do, my nigga. I'm going to hit you up. We got some work to do.
No doubt. That's it, bro.
That's what it is. Easy to die, my nigga.
Friday was really good, nigga.
It was goody.
City Bags in the motherfucking building, Black Cash.
Thanks. The young gun.
You already know it.
The baby boy of the family. What's up, my nigga?
Coolin', man. Out here grinding. You already know what it is.
That's what it is. What's that got going on?
Shit, man. In the studio working. You already know.
Likewise. That's what's up.
Already, man.
My nigga City.
Hell yeah. But salute, nigga. 365 Entertainment, nigga. Black Friday in the motherfucking building.
Black Cash. Salute to you too, my nigga. That's what's up.
Already.
Yeah, salute 365, man. Already, man. Nigga, salute. Real niggas do real things, man.
True.
He's traveling back in the goddamn building soon, then. Shout out Stock Mommy. You know what I mean?
Stock Mommy.
Yeah.
All this love. Now, what made you come up with the track, Mr. Miyagi?
Shit, just being goddamn, just fucking around with words and shit and just came up with something that would kind of catch you with the hook. You know, when it came to laying it down, I actually brought Soko Beats down, and we got them. I put him in the room, and he set the studio up, and I laid my damn verses down right then and there. But Mr. Miyagi, that was just me having fun, me being cocky and arrogant, you know what I'm saying, showing that side of me right there. That's what Mr. Miyagi all about.
Huh? Everyday shit?
That's what you want to call it. You know, that's the more flamboyant side. You know, so many layers to Black Friday, so that was just one of them. Me just being, you know, call me Mr. Miyagi, like, you know, I master this shit. Y'all know what the fuck I'm doing. Call me Mr. Miyagi. That's what that's about. And you're dropping nonstop. You like that record, though?
Chalk Mommy.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm in the studio right now. What I'm about to do is I'm going to call back in, man, because people that I'm with, they want to see Friday video right now. I'm up joint. So I'm about to go ahead and let them see the I'm up joint right fucking now.
You do that.
Yeah, okay.
Do that right.
That's what it is. I appreciate you too, my nigga. That's what's up.
No, you ain't got to say no more, G. That I'm up about to be played right now because they want to see it. So I'm about to goddamn go ahead and let them tune in on the phone. It can be HD clarity.
Okay.
See it, man. I'll call you right back. Salute, nigga. Make sure everybody
sees
that I'm up shit, man. Black Friday.
Already. Already.
You will see that.
Oh, fucking ready.
He got another video that's out right now. You know what I'm saying? Tune in. Just type in Black Friday. You're going to see his shit, dog. When he was out of town, the show shit, he got a show video that's on there. Man, just tune in to Black Friday, man. Type that shit in, it'll be up there, man. Right now, we about to play that I'm Up joint from him. He got another one out, man. Like, just tune in, man. Salute. 365 Entertainment. Street Shopping to be right back. Black Cash, MOE, BBA.
Yo. All of you, boy. That's what's up.
Holla. And now I have a normal one of my supporters calling in. What up, Miss Tom? How you doing?
Chalk Mommy, what's going on, baby girl? What's good?
Man, just chilling, vibing to the music. I feel so much love today. Dragion called in and shocked the fuck out of me. He's coming on the 21st. Then I got Black Friday, Blessing the Chocolate Wave, you know what I'm saying? I even made the wave rough for him yet, but it's coming. It's coming.
They say we need the calm before the storm. You got to watch out for that.
I can handle it.
I don't know. They say Chalk Mommy's a felony, and not because of the crime she do outside, but the crime that she do inside.
Wow. Okay, we're going to see about that.
She America's most wanted, and that's in caps.
That's in caps, huh?
Wanted is in caps. America's most wanted.
Okay.
And yet now I'm getting thick. I'm like, I done gained 7 pounds. I'm about to be looking nice in my bathing suit for my envy in a few weeks.
Look at you.
Oh, Lord.
You gaining a little, you gaining a little, you eating cake to gain a little cake?
Nah, I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know what happened.
Eat that chocolate cake. You know what they say about chocolate cake? Get you the cake of the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta eat chocolate cake and take back shots. That'll make your booty bigger.
Nah, I mean, for me, when I gain weight, it's all like it goes just from the waist down. That's the crazy part. When I did my first bid, I did like 10 and a half months. I gained 30 fucking pounds. And it all went to my legs and my butt. I swear I never want to be that big again. I was like 147. That's the most I've ever weighed in my life, even being 9 months pregnant.
Wow. You got that snapback.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Now, Friday, I have to play the first song that I ever heard by you, because I ain't even going to front. When I first saw you, I didn't know who the fuck you was and what the fuck you did. I just, like, seen you, like, at Sad House after, you know, everything had happened. And then I remember when they went to that bogus-ass showcase that CEO Robert Medley, a.k.a. when I see you, I'm going to fuck you up, threw. You feel me? And it's like everybody's coming in. You was asking her. You was like, "Where's she at?" And he was like, "Oh, there she go." And I was like, "Wow, damn, you kind of made me feel good." Cause I'm like, "Who is this acting what I met?" I was like, "Wow, everybody know that I was the BCE manager that got drafted by saying all I used to do is go with them to their open mics and everything. Then next thing I know, I'm trying to handle their business, and I was just like, wow, I like how people just give me a title. But because she gave me that title, I was honored, because that was like they trusted me enough to handle their business. So, you know,
yeah.
I got to play that song that you and him did, because that's the first song I listened to, and when I heard your music, I'm like, wow.
You talking about what's up?
No, up in the air.
Okay, that's what it is.
Wait,
yeah, play up in
there.
I
heard what's up. I can't remember which one you
What's up would have to be the first song you heard. Up in the air took a lot. We had to find that song. It took a lot of, like, I got that song, like, the same day, she was crazy.
Yeah, it fucked everybody up. So, it's only right, I say, you know, listening to that song, I'm Up. Now we got to come back and listen to Up in the Air.
Okay, Up in the Air. Play that. One of my favorites.
It's another Young J exclusive.
Hey, pretty girl.
Hey,
and I think that I like her,
baby.
Shawty got me going
crazy.
Yeah, and I can't even lie, I'm so super fly. And there's something that I want from you.
You should come on over to me.
Something I like,
something like my bank account.
Honey, I wanna spend it on
you.
Body right, her mind right, the time right, she the perfect type, I approach the lake,
hey.
How you doing,
where we going,
what we doing.
the pound cake on her. Damn right I wanna. Can I make that pussy mine? Man. Call me the owner. Baby girl, it's your world. We can do what you like. Oh, I know what you like. Let's do it tonight.
I ain't like your mother guys. I don't play, ain't got the time. Once I get between them thighs, I'm a killer, I'm a side. Shorty said she wanna ride. Get on top and let her drive. Know you wanna fuck with me. Let me get you what you need.
Come on over here.
Something I like.
Something like my bank account.
Say I wanna spend it on you.
You look just like my car.
I wanna wax from the front to the back. And cause if that's what you lack, it's all you like.
Country slur. I beat that pussy up. I made that kitty purr. Got a nigga shopping, thinking about his and hers. But she belong to him, and I belong to her. Legs in the air, it's sweat in the hair. I give her the wheel, she taking it dead. Said she got a man, I said it's none of my business. I'm a klepto, I be stealing niggas' bitches. When we all alone, we don't answer the phone. We in a different world, I'm in a different zone. I know you got a good head on your shoulders. I like it when you put them legs on my shoulders.
It took a minute for me to be able to listen to that song. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then I might feel a certain type of way listening to it, but that song right there, man, that shit hot. That shit a blessing, though.
I already know how you feel because Streets did a song about me and my mom, and it's called
yeah.
Can't Make It, and Shed is singing on it. And, like, every morning when I used to drive Streets to work, I would be playing that song, and
yeah.
like without even thinking, it's like my face is all wet because I was just like, man, I can't believe it. But I couldn't sit there and question the man upstairs, like why? Because he has a master plan, you know what I'm saying? And it's like he needed to say it more, but I just feel like everybody that did something with him. He left a part of him in every track mm-hmm. that he did with everybody because he put so much of himself into his music. And the
mm-hmm.
fact that you're still putting out the music that he did, you're still helping him become a legend. Born a star, died
mm-hmm.
a legend.
I believe it.
I love that song. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's the one that I heard.
That's not the one I heard. Yeah, I know. But yeah, that's one of my favorite songs on that's one of my favorite songs on the CD right there.
Now puff pass.
T-J-M. You know? Shit. Up in the air for real. Well yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, my goodness, now it's time to turn it up. Now, the ladies want to know, are you single, and what do you look for in a woman?
Yeah, I am single, and
shit. I ain't really got like But I look for a lot of shit in women. Like I got a long list. Like, you know,
I can't
go through the whole list.
Yeah, the top
five. It's a long list. I'm real picky. You can put it like that. I'm picky in a lot of ways.
She gotta know how to cook, right?
Gotta know how to cook.
Does she gotta have a super big ass? I mean, if she got a flat ass.
Nah, I ain't even gonna lie. Them skinny girls winning right now, man. You know, them skinny girls winning. She ain't gotta have a fat ass. She just gotta goddamn, you know. She gotta have something back there though, you know. I need something to play with at night. But yeah, man, them skinny girls winning right now. They, huh?
Are you a toe person?
Nah, but they gotta be them hands and them toes. They gotta be right. All they gotta be is A1, keep them shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What is the most embarrassing thing you have done sexually?
What's the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to me sexually?
Yes.
Shit, probably not being able to get my thing up, you feel me? One of them situations, it's real bad when it's a girl that you always wanted to hit and then you finally get that chance to hit and then your shit just not acting right, you feel me? So that, I had a moment like that happen before, you know what I'm saying? That was a little embarrassing moment. Well, we Superman now, we Superman though at the same time though. Don't goddamn get it Mr. Screwed.
I ain't say nothing, Tone. You know where I'm ready to go, right?
I know where you ready to go. Straight no manners.
And
yes.
Yeah, no manners.
Yes. I mean, it's only fair that I ask this question because I just, you know, I was traumatized. So, Mr. TGIF, have you ever farted and came at the same time?
Nah, no, that's foreign to me. You say it again because I can't believe you asked me that shit.
Have you ever?
You said farted and came and farted at the same time. No.
Yes.
Now, why you have?
Nah, somebody did. I was like, what the fuck? Like, really? Like, men
do that? Yeah, not men do that. That's rare, I guess. I ain't never heard of no shit like that. That wouldn't have, he a rare breed, ain't it?
That was some next shit that was going on right there.
Yeah.
He must have had too much chocolate milk or something before that session.
Yeah, too much.
Oh, y'all so stupid.
That's crazy.
Because, you know, when you're moving around, that chocolate milk is just shaking around, becomes a milkshake inside your tummy. Next thing you know, you really got the chalk sandwich going on.
What? Y'all crazy, man.
Nah, when you see this damn tweet.
The tweet? What tweet?
The one that's about to go out. Wait a minute, hold on.
It's on Twitter.
It's going to be on Facebook. Don't worry. Everybody going to see it. Don't worry
about
it.
What about that tweet?
She talking about she want to make you fart and cum at the same time. That's what she
nah,
want to do.
Never that. Never that.
That's what you want to do, ain't it? Ain't that what you want to do, Chop Mama?
No. I like to piss on people. No, I ain't with that fart. I didn't come at the same time. But damn,
Chop. That's what you like to do? Miss Kelly?
Yes.
Miss Kelly?
Yes. Let a dude be like, I like a shower. Which one? I got two options for you. Then I'm going to hit him with that, how you going to act. Now, that's the next question
you
about to play.
How you going at Black Friday? Y'all niggas got it wrong, it's time to get it correct. I'm fly like an insect, I'm also fly like a jet. In the city where niggas ride and die for respect. I'm just stacking like a gang member throwing a set. Little nigga put in work like he punched in the clock. Control your traffic in the trap, watch you come to the spot. You know I'm all about my bread, bread like a croissant. Whether you fuck with me or not, I'ma still rise to the top. When I'm gone, we bust that fire, we ain't shooting one. This nigga bought two chains, he should've bought two guns. He gon' need four pastors and two nuns. The Pope and I'll lie plus Jesus when I'm done. Real rap, this is based on a true story. I really sold that old base, that's a true story. Niggas still on the grind, 2 in the morning. Mix at its levels to the shit, like a 2 my mind right, my money right, everything in debt. Real niggas stand up, if you fake, fall back. All I beat up, all my dogs wish I could bring your back. Young nigga with that set, how you gon' act? How you gon' act? How you gon' act? Old hatin' ass niggas tryna hold me back. And if you get out of line, know where to put you at. The whole hood stay strapped, how you gon' act? My nigga said he fucked up, I gave him a plate. My nigga said he need some food, I gave him some yay. I'm eating like a fat person at a buffet. Plus I got the fiends hooked like the letter J. Gotta watch these niggas, they'll tell you anything. Better bring a smoker with you, they'll say anything. You know what they say, time tells everything. Give a nigga a little time, he wanna tell anything. A 9-piece will make 72 8-balls. That's more 8-balls than a pool hall. Or you can break it down in quarters and do the same thing. Now you got more quarters than the vending machine. Why you wanna hate on me? I'm just tryna survive. I keep that thing on my side like nationwide. And even though a nigga banned from the projects, a nigga still got bands in the projects. My mind right, my money right, everything in tech. Real niggas stand up, if you fake, fall back. All I beat up, all my dogs wish I could bring your bag. Young nigga with that set, how you gon' act? How you gon' act? How you gon' act? Old hatin' ass niggas tryna hold me back. And if you get out of line, know where to put you at. The whole hood stay strapped, how you gon' act?
How you going, Ed? How you going, Ed? You ain't been acting the right since I've been on the phone with you.
Me, Bubba. I'm gonna act like a badass woman. That's like just coming to take what the fuck I want. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
So now, got a question for you. Now, was it last week, a bitch was in the kitchen cooking? No, y'all, I wasn't cooking up nothing like y'all think I was cooking, but I was actually cooking food. And, you know, I made a video and everything. Next thing I know, a certain person pulled up on me for a plate. Now, can you please tell the world, because, you know, you're like one of the first people outside of family and close friends that have had the opportunity to have my cooking.
Mm-hmm. It was good. It was really good. I wish you was cooking tonight.
I did cook tonight. And what I cook, most people don't like. I cook liver and rice.
Ew.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
No, but it's crazy. Because Mark, I was like, I never tell people what it is. You feel me? And then he tasted, he was like, damn, this shit is good. I said, you know what you mean, right? He's like, no. He's like, liver? I was like, yeah. He was like, wow, that's crazy, because this shit tastes good. It's all, if you don't look at it and somebody cooks it right and they season it enough, you'll never know, and it'd be good. You know what I'm saying? So I plan on, maybe before I leave to go to Atlanta, I might go ahead and make some barbecue chicken, some baked macaroni and cheese, and some collard greens with turkey meat. Or I might make my Jamaican wings with some baked macaroni and cheese, and it's all to the good. It just depends.
Yeah, I need that right now, that baked macaroni and cheese.
Man,
I need that in my life
macaroni
right now.
And cheese. You'll be like, yo, can I just go ahead and just pay you to cook for me for a whole week? Like, you know, leftovers and all. That's how I'm so confident in my ability to cook that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can do that. I can do that. Now, let me see. What is the next song that I have for you? Hold on.
Well, what do you have for me? You ain't even letting me pick. You picking all the songs.
Well, hell, you can pick the last one as soon as I find it.
It don't matter. All of them hot. You know what I'm saying? Go get that TGIF project. It's not right now.
Okay. Tell me about Ain't Nothing To It. Tell me about that song. Tell me about that track.
Man, that actually happened the same day I recorded Mr. Miyagi. My nigga Skinny Dog pulled up, and he was like, you got to hear this record. Skinny Dog pulled up to the room. He's like, you got to hear this record. I said, all right, let me hear that shit. I played it. I played it about three times. It was just his verse up there, his hook. I played it three times, and I was like, you know what? I'm about to jump on this bitch. I went and jumped on it, and we laid it down right there in that room.
Okay, ain't that cool? Shut up, the whole
man, I'm so tired of everybody jumping on tracks, and don't nobody ask me to jump on nothing. I mean,
you know, you be
you
got no manners. You jump on what you want to jump on, don't you?
But if I don't get no invite to the studio, you know how am I supposed to know this?
I think y'all hating.
I think y'all trying to block me.
Next time I go to a matter of fact, I'm going to the studio tomorrow. You can come out there tomorrow. I'm going to Chop House tomorrow to lay about two tracks down.
Man,
and
you're more than welcome.
What's your curfew?
I have a radio show tomorrow night. It's a special edition.
Okay, special edition.
At
9:30,
but I get off at 7:30. And then
our schedule's conflict. Because that's what time I got to go to the studio.
What time?
10 o'clock. You going to be available? You going to be ready at 10?
Mm-mm.
Gosh,
I'll still be doing my show.
I know you going to see me work.
Yes. I like being in the studio. I never went to a studio session till last year.
Yeah.
Till last year. And I was like, I really like this. This is nice. I can't wait to jump on the track and, you know, jump on in the booth and start doing my shit for the No Manners mixtape, because that's going to be crazy. I got to put How You Gonna Act on there. But I don't know. I think,
you got to play.
Know,
how
do you gonna
act, and Mr. Miyagi. Do you have the song Put It Down? Do you have that song?
Nope.
Gee, you sleeping.
How am I sleeping? I asked
Put It Down. If you had Put It Down, then we could play that for
you
tonight.
Why you ain't saying it to me?
I apologize.
I make sure you get it though.
You should have had a whole CD somewhere though.
You never gave it
Wow, Chuck. You gotta get the mixtape, Chuck.
I wanted an autographed copy. I don't got shit.
I'll make sure you get all that. As soon as you get off the station, you come on and get all that.
You funny. You were so funny.
Yeah.
So, matter of fact, your last track is the song that's going to take us out of here. Because I'll be damned if I'm doing my show till 11:30 and I got to get my ass up at 6 o'clock. I'm on that overtime train trying to get you. Oh, wait a minute. Are you coming to Florida?
Am I going where?
Are you going to Florida?
To where?
To Florida for Labor Day.
Oh, shit. I don't even know. I don't know if I'm going to Florida for Labor Day, but I do got some shit lined up in the next coming weeks for August as far as, like, showcases and meetings and shit like that. So,
nigga,
be on the lookout for me in the city near you, man. I'm about to be a little bit of everywhere.
Well, you need to come to Florida and fuck with Coast to Coast for their music conference, like, for real, for real, for real. Like, I'm telling you. That is the move to make right there, because with everybody that's going to be there, it's bananas, like on some real shit. Like, remember when I told you I went to the Core DJ 10-year anniversary? It was cool. I met people. It was great networking and everything like that, but it's not like this, because they actually let artists, and I'm not sure how much it is, but you actually go on tour with these people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you were, like, rapping. And, I mean, they have
I heard about it.
So,
I heard a lot of good things about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if that's in my path, it'll happen. We'll make it happen. You know, if not, it's other ways.
You could catch a ride with me because I'm driving down
there. Yeah,
true. You know what I mean? I will burn up the highway.
That's
I will definitely burn up the highway. That's what I do. That's most definitely what I do. So go ahead and introduce your last song. Matter of fact, everybody, I will be back tomorrow night from 9:30 to 11. I ain't going to do 9:30 to 11. I'm going to do like 9:30 to 10 or 10:15.
I'm going to be back. I'm going to be back tomorrow, man. Tomorrow I'm going to be back on No Manners Part 2.
You like No Manners, because, you know, I am looking for a male co-host now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, I mean, you do know how to talk, and, you know, you're a team player. So this is my last question to you. Have you ever ate ass before? You ever licked a female's ass before?
I plead the fifth. The fifth with that shot, mommy. Until next time, you know, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, since that's becoming real trendy right now. That's what's going on, but I'm going to leave that one up in the air.
And on that note, that's how we're going to leave the show with Ain't Nothing To It by Black Friday taking us out. Good night.
Let's go.
If you missed it, you can play it back. And in a week, look for
Skinny
his blog
dog,
post.
Struggle low.
Here we go.
So,
banger after banger, nigga, yeah.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a bell in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a bell in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a bell in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
So 65, I do this every day. Yeah, I be on my grind. Who said crime doesn't pay? I used to sell them dimes. Moved up to selling weight. I just sold it up some gates. Just get them frosted plates. Yeah, I be on the road. You know I paper chase. You think you making moves, but you just in the way. Them haters gonna hate. That hate I can't relate. Carolina, Carolina, I put on for my state. Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
But to do
stop
it.
Playing, baby girl, I know you wanna
know
do
you
it.
Wanna do it.
What
What you waiting for? We getting to it. I'm rolling like the Knicks in my Patrick Ewing. Feeling like I'm in a race to the finish line. One thing for sure, you gon' give me mine. I made a couple bands in that rental car. Now that's what the fuck I call an enterprise. I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a barrel in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a barrel in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
Came up feeling white, ain't nothing to it. Hustle all damn night, I'm getting to it. Post some lean in a Sprite, ain't nothing to it. I'm breaking down a whole pound, bitch, ain't nothing to it. I can get you jacked, ain't nothing to it. Ski mask all black, ain't nothing to it. And I can get you whack, ain't nothing to it. I'm freestyling on the track, bitch, ain't nothing to it. Send it to me, I send it back, ain't nothing to it. I'm grinding hard with the packs, ain't nothing to it. What I spin, I make it back, ain't nothing to it. I make a flip off every sack, ain't nothing to it.
I came up from selling white,
ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right,
ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a barrel in the night,
ain't nothing to it.
Drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a barrel in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
Free my nigga Eddie B and E Head. When they letting Freddie G out the fucking fed. R.P. Dead Black now. I do this shit for my cousin Juicy Dawg.
Big homie.
Are you rapping ass nigga? I'm coming for your head. Some of y'all too little need to dumb it down.
Do.
I spit that real shit when I'm in the booth.
Uh-huh.
Skinny dog rapping
Eastside
Park. A couple O's to get you right any day. And I don't sell shit on Sunday. I get the bus and turn your stomach to a Sunday. I came up from selling white, so don't judge me. And I do my own shit and I'm bubbling. What the fuck you think a nigga came from nothing? Skinny nigga turn nothing into something. I was raised in the hood, so I don't give a fuck.
Nigga.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a barrel in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
I came up from selling white.
Ain't nothing to it.
A couple ounces get you right.
Ain't nothing to it.
I can bust a barrel in the night.
Ain't nothing to it.
I might drink the whole damn Sprite.
Ain't nothing to it.
Well, that was Ain't Nothing To It by Black Friday featuring Skinny Black and I think somebody else. Well, anyway, I just have to say I truly enjoyed myself tonight. And for this month, again, I will be back on Thursday shows, right? So tomorrow, K9, and the Thursday after that, we have Hard Hitter. And then the Thursday after that, we have Drag On. So like I said, I got a nice ass line up. I cannot wait. Again, I love you guys. Thank you for the support. I fucked with y'all the long way. Just, you know, going through some things. Just keep me lifted in your prayers. You know what I'm saying? Pray for me and pray for yourself. Because I pray for myself and I pray for you too. Love you. Woo-hoo. Good night. No manners in this bitch.